It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
You know, people can say what they want to say about this morning show. That we don't do enough for the public good.
Is it true?
But there is one portion of the community who we are always there for. Lending a helping hand. Standing with open arms and embracing them. And that is the Stalkers of America. This show does amazing things for stalkers. And one of those stalkers is on the phone right now. Her name is Kimberly. And Kimberly, we're glad that we can help you out today.
Yeah.
In your Awkward Tuesday phone call.
No, I'm not a stalker. I swear. I was just curious.
That's what all stalkers say, Kimberly.
Also, the curious population is another population that we're very, very big with. So it really works both ways, Kimberly.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in for today's Awkward Tuesday phone call, Kimberly is on the phone and she wants to call a dude named Alan. They actually ride the bus together on the way to work every day. Mm-hmm. She thinks he's a hot dude and she actually asked him out one time, but he said he was engaged. And the other day she was headed home. They don't normally ride home together, but he was on her bus. They got off at the stop. She kind of slow played it and then followed him to his house because she wanted to see where he lived. And while she was waiting outside, a car pulled up with a female in it. She kissed the dude, got out, and went into Alan's house. And now she wants to call Alan and tell him that she thinks he's being cheated on. Ready, Kimberly?
Oh, God, yeah. Kimberly.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm going to just put this out there. I do not agree with you doing this.
Why?
Because he's not even your friend outside of the bus. Like, you don't know anything about their relationship. But if you're going to do it, I at least think you shouldn't tell him that you followed him home from the bus stop.
Yeah.
I would leave that part out and just say, hey, I saw something. I have no idea if it's even related to you, but I just felt like I had to tell you.
Well, how would I tell him without telling him that part?
Well, I was going to say, you could be like, oh, it was a crazy thing. Like, it's like weird. I saw you go in your house and then I was like, oh my God, that's Alan. And then a car pulled up and your floozy of a fiance
yes.
was in there hooking up with a dude in the back seat right before she went inside.
Because the thing is, he hasn't followed you to your house. He doesn't know how close you live to him.
Yeah, I'm just such an honest person. It's going to be hard for me not to tell the truth.
Well, we'll see if you can find it in yourself to lie just a little bit, all right? I'm going to dial his phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, Alan?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Kimberly. You know, from the bus every morning.
Oh, hey, Kimberly. Hey.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
What's going on?
Not too much, you know, this and that. But actually, I have something kind of weird to tell you, and I'm not really sure how to start.
Okay.
Okay. Well, okay, I don't really know how else to say this, but I think your fiancé is cheating on you.
What?
Yeah.
I don't even know my fiancé.
I know. I don't know her. This is going to sound so weird, but I was curious about your life, and you got on the bus home with me the other day, and you normally don't, so I kind of followed you to see where you lived. I was just curious about, you know, what your life was like. I don't know.
You followed me home?
Well, not like in a creepy way, I promise.
Not in a creepy way?
No, not in a creepy way at all. The point is, though, this is the point, okay? When I was near your house, I saw this girl pull up in a blue car just down the road from your house, like at the bus stop. And she kissed a guy, and then she got out of the car, and she walked to your house. And, you know, she had brown hair and, like, very fashionable, kind of how you describe your fiance. And
okay, look, I don't know what this is about. This is crazy. I don't know how you're putting this together. I
know it sounds crazy, but that's what I saw. I'm just telling you what I saw. I feel like we're friends, and I think you deserve to know.
You know what? Now that you mention it, I think that is probably her coworker, Jay. Who drives a blue car, and he drives her home sometimes.
Okay, well, I think she might be cheating on you with him.
And why do you think that? I mean,
just I saw them kiss, and then she got out of the car.
I just can't believe that. I know this guy. I know him. I've met him. We've gone out. He's married, all right? We've gone out together. We've hung out together with him. He's a good guy.
I'm really sorry to be the bearer of this news. I feel really bad, but I think you deserve to know this, you know?
Okay. Like, Kimberly, I know that you are attracted to me or whatever, and I don't know what is going on with this.
It's not about that at all. Like, I know we're just friends, and as your friend, I'm just trying to tell you that your girlfriend is cheating on you.
Uh-huh. Kimberly, I know you want this, but this body is not meant for you, okay?
Whoa.
Oh,
whoa.
I know you want this.
What the f***?
Damn, Alan.
That is a classic
confident
line. Yeah.
What's going on? What is this?
What's up, Alan? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
It's about to get creepier.
We want that, too.
Yeah.
Wait, is Kimberly still on? Why?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, Kimberly's there, and we're all here.
Hey,
it's Brooke and Jubal
in
the Morning. It's a radio show.
You gotta be kidding me.
I'll explain. We do a segment on our show. It's called the Awkward Tuesday Phone Call. It's where if you have an issue with somebody,
Okay, so this is a prank call.
No.
No.
Not really.
I wish it was for you.
Yeah.
I really do.
Kimberly actually is telling the truth. She followed you home from the bus, which we actually told her she shouldn't tell you, but she decided to be truthful with you and tell you that information. And she says that she saw a woman who she thinks is your fiance kissing a dude and then heading into your house after you got home.
That's Jay. That's her coworker. So I
is it cool that they kiss?
No, but
you don't mind that they kiss?
Is your fiance the type that like pecks people on the lips to say goodbye?
No, but that didn't happen. There's just no way that happened. Okay, I know her, and this is nuts. This is crazy.
Why would I make this up? I'm curious. That's what I saw.
Why would you make it up? I mean, I guess. I don't know. Because...
Well, you said earlier it was because she wants that.
No,
and
the body
is not meant for her.
I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
I'm trying to be a good friend.
Are you lying,
really?
Though, Kimberly?
Yeah.
Because, like, good friends, I don't know, invite people over to their house. You don't have to follow someone home to check out their house if you're good friends.
Yeah, exactly. Okay? I mean, what... You saw them make out? What? What did you see?
I don't know. It was like, I mean, I wasn't close enough to see like how long or like.
So you weren't close enough to see what happened, but you were close enough to see that it was romantic.
Well, I could tell by their body language.
You could tell.
What?
Okay, so you said you saw them kiss. Describe the kiss.
It was like, I don't know, a kiss like.
Kimberly, are you lying? Now I don't believe you anymore.
I don't know who to believe.
No, she put her mouth on his mouth.
Okay.
That's a weird way to describe a kiss. Other than a mouth being on a mouth, what did you see? Because when you were talking to us before, you were so clear with everything, exactly what you saw. And then when you were talking to Alan, your details suddenly got pretty cloudy.
Yeah,
like where were their hands? How long was the kiss? Was there a head tilt? Was there no head tilt?
Oh.
Just was it like obviously a romantic thing?
Yeah, it was obviously romantic.
Don't repeat what you will
Yeah,
say.
Don't tell us
details.
In your own words.
Yes.
What did you see? Because like I said, it does sound kind of like you're lying.
Okay, fine. Maybe they didn't kiss. Okay, but it just seemed like they were super close. They were... really romantic, and they were looking at each other in that way, and it was like...
Kimberly!
They didn't kiss?
You lied?
For this, you ruined...
Okay.
You're trying to ruin someone's engagement?
Yeah. I'm not trying to ruin... I'm just trying to tell a friend about what I saw.
You didn't see crap!
And you just lied about what you saw.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem like she's good enough for him.
Ow. I'm still on the phone, and I have work to do. I have to go find a new bus route to work.
But wait, Alan, we can still be friends, right? I was just trying to look out for you.
No!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can still be friends. Yeah, I'll invite you to the wedding. You can stand up, and you can object to my union. I'll just say, oh, that's my crazy bus friend, Kimberly.
The crazy busman speech. I remember those.
I'm not crazy. I was just trying to be a good friend.
Oh, my gosh, honey.
Man.
You need a good friend.
All right. I think this has taken up enough of my time. Are you good, guys? Did you get what you wanted? I don't know.
Well, I wanted you to find out that your fiance was a cheater, but that didn't happen because Kimberly lied. So I didn't get what I wanted, Alan. But no. Yes, you can go. Go ahead and be with your...
And what is this? What is this bit called?
It's called War of the Roses.
We're sorry,
Alan. If anybody asks, it's Ryan Seacrest. Yeah. That's the name.